Well, as we see airlines beginning to add flights to try to get back into business, to get back into the sky, it calls into question the whole social distancing thing about security, getting padded down and wanded and, cramming into the security lines. So to get a sense of what's going on with the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, we welcome Bloomberg Government Transportation Reporter Courtney Rosen. So Courtney, as I think about potentially boarding a flight later this summer, later this year, the TSA process doesn't seem like a social distancing appropriate process. What's the story there?
So, good morning, first of all. And I would say so, TSA has some procedures in place to spread people out. They're having fewer touch points. They're putting up glass shields or plexiglass to separate passengers. But the core of the TSA process, as we know it, is not a socially distanced process at all. And so, that's not really changed very much over the coronavirus period. And so, the other, as you're thinking about boarding a plane, it's really going to be critical to see how many passengers are showing up at airports and how TSA is handling it, because it's all going to matter of how many people are physically in the space at the checkpoint.
So, Courtney, it seems like the TSA folks are really exposed here. You think about some of these first responders, the people on the front lines, whether it's healthcare or even if the folks that deliver your food to your door, the TSA folks are really exposed, aren't they?
Yeah, so at this point, as of mid-June, we had 700 TSA officers test positive for the virus and about five that have passed away, unfortunately. And so, yeah, they're very high risk. And one of the things I would say that is part of that discussion is masks, which I know we're talking about in every aspect of our lives, not just air travel. But there's no federal standard at this point about wearing a mask through a TSA, through an airport, or on an airplane. And so some of the major airlines, we're talking JetBlue, United, American, Southwest, have put in rules that said if you're not wearing a mask, you cannot get on our plane. But there's been no federal standard that says across the board you've got to wear a mask through air travel. And the Trump administration has largely leaned out of that conversation.
Courtney, I'm absolutely dazzled by this. I mean, every single person listening to this from sea to shining sea has the same question or same statement, I should say. You've got to be kidding me. Those TSA statistics you just gave are appalling. That we had on the MTA head of the Greater New York City area, his statistics are heartbreaking about the bus drivers, the subway people, et cetera, et cetera. My guess is on a percentage basis, TSA is worse. Now American Airlines tells us they're going to fly pack the planes or whatever. Says who? Is anyone buying this?
So when you say anyone buying it, I just would say the thing that sticks with me is that none of the federal agencies that have oversight over parts of our aviation system, the whole system, are weighing in on this. They've just kind of stood back
Why?
and said,
I don't get it. I mean, come on,
yeah.
this is like serious injury to people.
Yeah,
Witness,
I mean, it's not a crazy question. And I think it turns back to the White House, which is they've not wanted to step in on this. And
Wow.
yeah, it's creating danger to not just passengers and TSA employees, but what about the people that have to show up to work inside an airport for financial
Yeah,
reasons? I mean,
exactly.
if you're the guy who cleans the bathroom or who works inside the airport, I mean, we're putting them at risk
Okay.
by not wearing a mask.
Let's just start with first principles. And folks, I'm on some of the flight paths here. So I would say, Paul, there's like a few more planes in the sky,
A
like
few, yep.
three.
Yes.
Are there more, Courtney, are there more planes? I mean, like a DFW or Atlanta or SFO, are there actually more planes flying?
You know, I can't tell you that. I can tell you that we saw major airlines, we've got the major hubs, like what you were just talking about, like an SFO or a DFW or an LAX, that are generally retaining their flights at this point. They might be cutting flights, but the airlines are sticking there. Some of the smaller airports or the medium-sized airports are starting to see a problem where the airlines are cutting flights because there's no people flying out. And that's been a thing since more the beginning of the pandemic in March. But I couldn't tell you if we're starting to see more flights. If you look at TSA screening numbers, they're starting to slowly see more people go through TSA. which would give you more of an indication of there's some people flying. But I'm not saying like everybody's showing up on the plane like they were 6 months ago. It's definitely
so, Courtney,
still
you know, if I want to go into my local pizzeria here in Jersey, it says no mess. No, don't come in, basically. In order for that to happen in, say, LAX or SFO or Newark, does that has to come from the TSA, per se? Where does that come from, that type of regulation or oversight?
Yeah, so inside your airport, let's say you're going because you're in New Jersey or New York and you're going to JFK, the local authority, the Port Authority of New York, or whoever oversees that airport makes a decision and says, inside our airport, you have to wear a mask. TSA itself at a federal level has not mandated masks for passengers. They've mandated it for their screeners, so the employees. But overall, I mean, it's the individual airport that's making the call right now and saying, show up and you must wear a mask.
Tom, it just seems like there's crying out for some federal guidance here. You know, not oversight per se, but just some guidance. If my local pizzeria can do it, I think the U.S., you know, air
hey, that's a concept. They could sell Paul Sweeney New Jersey pizza on the airplanes. The food would go, the quality of the food would go through the roof. Courtney, we run out of time. We got to do this again. This has been really informative and certainly hugely important to all of our listeners across this nation, worldwide as well. Courtney Rosen with Bloomberg Government.